no death. He's got many faces. I look forward to seeing this one.
Hello and welcome to Game of Thrones, an uninformed podcast. I'm DB, and with me as always is Amy Shanker.
Hello.
We're excited for Game of Thrones Season 8. Amy and I are extra excited because this will be our first time ever watching Game of Thrones. I haven't seen a single minute of the preceding 67 episodes, and Amy, you've only seen like one or two. Is that right?
Yeah, I think I've seen two episodes. And I don't remember what season they're from.
And probably not in any particular order?
No, definitely not.
And when watching those, approximately how many sheets to the wind would you say that you were?
It was, oh God. I don't know. How many sheets are there, though, is the real question.
I don't know.
I was a few.
I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah.
All I remember is there was a blind girl and she was trying to fight with a sword. And I was like, you should stop.
Ooh, when she was blind, did she have syphilis? I've learned recently that syphilis causes blindness.
It does, if left untreated.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It could be tertiary syphilis. Well, I plan to be hammered during season 8 of Game of Thrones. So in this podcast, we're going to bring you our Game of Thrones reactions and analysis because winter is coming, everybody. Or something. I don't know. Maybe winter's already come and gone. Who the fuck knows? But you know who the fuck does know? Our very own Game of Thrones expert, Jared Levin. Or Levine. He'll be co-hosting with Amy and I on every episode. Jared has not only seen all 67 episodes. That's over 67 hours of content. He's also read all of the books. In other words, he kind of knows his shit. And you're going to get some insightful analysis from him along the way, which is more than you can say for Amy and me. Our analysis will mostly consist of wondering what the mechanics of dragon intercourse are and debating whether a throne is any better than a recliner. I vote for recliner, by the way. Thrones look uncomfortable.
I like a couch.
Yeah.
You can spread out.
Game of couches.
Game of couches.
That's like Harvey Weinstein's game. It sounds a little dirty. It's kind of nasty.
Hollywood game of couches.
It hits a little too close to home out here. Well, let's give Jared a call right now.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, Jared. You are our resident Game of Thrones expert because you've seen every episode. Is that right?
Yeah, I've seen every episode and I read all the books, except I didn't read the novellas of Duncan and A Chronicles. Or I didn't read The World of Ice and Fire as well. Oh, man, a lot of pressure being called an expert.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Great, though.
When you're in the room with Amy and I, if you've even seen one episode, that makes you an automatic expert. So you've gone like above and beyond. Like you just mentioned a bunch of names that Amy and I have no fucking clue what they are.
What happened was George R. Martin was like, you know, well, hey, man, I got some cool mini stories I'm going to write about.
Uh-huh.
And so he wrote about, like, you know, the girl with the dragons and stuff.
The girl with the dragon tattoo?
Oh, no, the girl with the dragons in Game of Thrones.
No, but I do know that there are dragons. That was in the trailer.
Okay, well, the mother of dragons, Daenerys Targaryen. Her dad, the Mad King, Aerys Targaryen's father, Aegon the Unlikely, also nicknamed Aeg. So it's about him as a child. And Sir Duncan Tall, who was like the best knight of the King's Guard. That's all it is.
As someone who's seen every episode and read every book, I have to ask you, why? Like, speaking for myself, keeping up with four seasons of Small Wonder was difficult enough. So why all this Game of Thrones for you?
So I was testing my body for clinical trials, you know, so the drug could get passed through the FDA. And I saw a guy playing RPGs and stuff, and I was like, yo, this is when Game of Thrones season 1 came out. He's like, you know, hey, man, they're based on these books called Songs of Ice Fire. You got to check it out. So I watched the first series, and I got hooked. And then I got so hooked, I'm like, yeah, I want to read the books. So I read the book, which was like pretty much season 1, and then I just kept on going on, and then I also read it because I had to hear somebody tell me their theories about Songs of Ice and Fire, too. That was the other reason.
Right on. And so a couple of questions. One, what was the drug for? Like, did they tell you?
Oh, dude, it was for Alzheimer's.
Really? So why were they testing it on you? Like, you're a young guy.
Yeah, they wanted to test on young, healthy, able people.
Do you ever find out anything more about it, or what happens? Like, that's wild.
I have no idea. They just put a lot of needles in, and you know what happened? They're
it's not pills?
This big cholo guy we called Raiders Nation. He's like, yo, bro. He's like, yo, man, you take a needle in like a champ.
That's high praise coming from a Raiders
fan.
Yeah,
it's high praise.
If anyone knows who can and can't take a needle, it's a Raiders fan, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so
Who knows what kind of sharp objects he's seen?
Yeah. He's like, I've stuck a shiv into my fair share of 49ers fans, but none of them could take it. Like,
I know, and then we have Game of Thrones where they're like, you know, they're gonna stab all kinds of people. Living and dead.
So what is your prediction then for this season? Some big thing or what are some big questions that you have that you want to see answered, and then what are your predictions?
So in the books, you know, I was disappointed they left this part out. So apparently what happened was this dude, Robert Baratheon, one of the major houses, Stormlord. This handsome prince, Rhaegar Targaryen, who was the heir to the throne, takes Lyanna Stark, and then a war starts. So it's called, you know, Robert's Rebellion. So Robert, you know, with his warhammer, kills a bunch of people, including Rhaegar Targaryen at the Battle of the Fords. And then, you know, Rhaegar has all these red rubies and shit, and then Robert Baratheon takes his warhammer, smashes him a bunch of times, and then the rubies in his armor are like spread out. It's pretty badass. They talk about it in the show a little bit, but they get more detailed in the books. So anyway, he was supposedly married to this girl, and he had two children. One of them was Aegon Targaryen, and then apparently Sir Gregor the Mountain kills this guy. And then, long story short, one of the babies that
That's quite a story. Let's get back to Amy and I as we watch the Season 8 Game of Thrones trailer. So today, Amy and I are going to kick things off by analyzing the Season 8 Game of Thrones trailer, which has 47 million views on YouTube right now.
Two for me.
47 million. That's 46,999,996 more views than my last YouTube video blog, which kind of puts things in perspective for me. Amy, anything else you'd like to say before we go through this trailer?
No, I just would like to mention that I did want to open a bakery called Game of Scones, and if anyone can help me do that, you know, reach out.
It's so good, and it's perfectly fitting that you would want to open this on the eve of the final season of the show.
Because then people will always remember.
they'll come to
season eight.
They'll never forget.
Right. Yeah, that's what always remember means.
Season. Yeah, it's just another way of saying it, I guess. Yeah.
No, so you're an overthinker, too.
A little bit.
Yeah, that's going to keep him up all night.
What did she mean by that?
It'll be great.
Do I overthink things? I don't think I overthink things. Who the hell does she think she is? Here we go. So let's take a look at the trailer.
Does yours start with ships?
It starts with
the girl.
A girl panting. Is she the blind girl? She looks syphilitic.
He's got many faces. I look forward to seeing this one.
Okay, so that was some woman saying, I know death, he's got many faces.
I look forward to seeing this one?
Yeah.
Was that the blind girl?
That's what I was asking. Is she blind? She was running.
She looked like she could see.
Yeah, if she's blind but running that fast?
But that was the same girl.
Oh, see? Oh, okay, so.
What the fuck?
So what do we make of that line? I know death, he's got many faces.
I think that that line means that she's seen people killed by many other types of people.
She's seen death. Death has many faces. I wonder if one of those faces is Donald Trump's orgasm face.
Orgasm face? Did you say orgasm face?
Orgasm.
His orgasm.
She has syphilis, apparently. According to you, she's a whore.
I didn't say she had syphilis. I said she was blind.
Oh, she's blind.
I said she was blind. You're like, she probably has syphilis.
I actually got turned around. I wasn't sure what it was, what the reality was. Yeah, there's no syphilis in this world, probably.
I would doubt it.
Yeah. Well,
Jesus.
Before long.
So she sees death and it has many. She's seen death and it has many faces. She looks forward to seeing this one. Like, does she want to die or does she want to beat it? She looks like a fighter.
You know what I suspect? I suspect it's those White Walkers, those demon people. They're death, and she's looking forward to fighting this. So I bet she's going to fight the White Walkers. How crazy is it if we can actually crack the code without having seen any of the previous episodes? That's going to piss people
off
more.
Maybe the White Walkers killed her whole family.
Yeah.
And so she's going to get revenge.
Do you recognize this actress? I think it's this one. I don't know if it's the same one that was talking there, but the one, at least in the next scene when she's looking up, she's from this movie Lady Macbeth. Have you heard of
it? I mean,
this?
I've seen Lady Macbeth.
Okay, so this is some British movie from like last year, but it's worth watching. She's good in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, so should I continue?
Yeah.
All right. So here's where the ships are on my trailer.
Oh, really?
This is the first scene with the ships.
That's weird. I wonder if I have a different one. How many trailers are there?
Everything you did brought you where you are now. Where you belong.
Oh, see, okay. So there's snow on the ground here. There's snow on the ground.
So winter is not coming anymore. It's there.
I think winter has already come, yeah. I think the whole winter is coming from like several seasons ago for us.
Oh, wait. I heard seasons last a really long time.
Oh, they do?
That's what they said.
No.
By they, I mean a lady that I know.
Just the lady that you were over, you overheard in like the subway?
Yeah.
This lady I know. You kept like leaning into her conversation. She kept, backing away. So it's clearly winter. The line here was, everything you did brought you to where you are now, where you belong, home.
Well, you know, everything that everyone does leads you to now, really. So thanks for the writing.
Yeah, but it doesn't lead you home. I feel like that's kind of like this idea that people have that's supposed to be so great. But, you know, for a lot of people, going home isn't a great thing, you know.
Well, you don't know if it's a great thing for this either.
I'm just assuming. I'm going to make some assumptions.
Okay.
Thing, you ever heard of this guy, Henry Lee Lucas?
No.
For him, home was watching his mother bring Johns to the house and have sex with them in front of he and his father in the living room. So like when you wouldn't say to him, you're where you belong, you're home, you know, and almost as bad
was his dad's name Cuck or what?
He got drunk and passed out on railroad tracks and then the train ran over his leg. So he was paralyzed from the waist down.
The dad?
It was like the living embodiment of that Kenny Rogers song, Don't Take Your Love to Town. It's crazy. Yeah, the dad fell asleep on the tracks, and then the mother would bring Johns home and have forced Henry and his dad to watch her have sex with him.
That's weird.
And
you
then
know
he became
what?
A serial killer, which is like surprising.
Of course you would find this example.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example. Here's the most extreme thing. Yeah. I was thinking of Reese Witherspoon in Sweet Home Alabama. But of course, why would I?
I think if I had the option of either watching that film or having to spend a night in Henry Lee Lucas's childhood home, I'd take Henry Lee Lucas's childhood home. I don't want to watch Reese Witherspoon.
Really? It's only a 2 hour movie. It might be an hour and a half, a whole night. Okay. You bring this on yourself.
Well, everybody's got their thing. You know, you get to, plus you get to watch his mom have sex with people. So, you know, what did she Gross. Mean by I think too much? Oh, wait, here.
They're coming.
Our enemy I just doesn't see my tie. Face.
Doesn't stop. Doesn't feel.
Okay, so there's a couple of interesting things in there. First, we get to see dragons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dragons were cute. They seem nice.
The other interesting thing is I didn't think there were black people on this show, but there are actually at least two given that little clip there. So I'm excited for that.
I wonder where this is. It might not even be on Earth.
Yeah. I mean,
it's probably on Earth.
Oh, it's an alternate universe. That's it. That's like a really easy thing to say. Like,
okay.
Everybody just gets to say like it's an alternate universe, alternate timeline. Twin Peaks kind of did that, but they did it better.
Well, we don't know that because we haven't seen any of the episodes.
No. You don't
That's
understand.
Very us.
I make judgments about things that I've never. I just made a judgment about Sweet Home Alabama versus Spending the Night in Henry Lee Lucas's house. I don't have to see.
They
things
won an
to
Oscar.
Get the fuck. It won
mean,
an
I
Oscar.
Doubt it. But like, was it? Could it have been nominated? Probably not. But if it was another movie, I bet it could have.
I mean, I guess by that equation, any movie can earn an Oscar.
I mean, any movie can earn an Oscar.
I mean, this podcast could earn a Webby Award.
Let's calm down.
It's not going to. We're almost done with.
Oh, okay. Keep going.
Let's play.
I'm going to take a picture.
I promise to fight for the living. I intend to keep that promise.
This was our first shot of Peter Dinklage. I'm excited to see Peter Dinklage.
He's great.
He's awesome.
Really funny. I hope he's funny in this.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he's the comic relief. Yeah.
God, I would assume there's a jester, like court jester. Jester.
Yeah. Gosh, they put him in those suits with those bells. That'd be cool.
Oh, like a clown?
They're kind of terrifying, like Hop Frog in that Edgar Allan Poe story. He kills everybody.
What? Hop Frog?
Hop Frog, yeah. That's a good one.
Oh, I don't think I've read that one.
Did you ever see?
I feel like one of us is a better English teacher than the other one. It's me, but like you have more things that you've read.
Did I also mention that I showed my students a Fight Club? I showed my students Fight Club too. So I don't know if that makes you better. It probably does.
Ooh. Of course it does. But only because, you know, do you remember when we were in that meeting and there was like a red button?
Yeah,
on
it was
the
from
desk?
Staples. It was you a went Staples for... easy button. I was staring at it.
For like 45 minutes and I came in and pressed it twice. I was like, nothing. You're like, I've been wanting to do that for 45 minutes, but I've been too scared. Why? Because I overthink everything.
Still don't know what you mean by that, but I'm going to get to the bottom of it for
you
sure.
Will eventually.
I think that's
that
pretty much
surprise.
The end of the trailer. And then there's just that hoof at the end that we were talking about.
There's two hoofs.
There's two?
Oh. Hoof, hoof. Boom, boom.
Oh, wait. Oh, there's more. Oh, yeah, there's two.
Yeah, that's like the... What's that?
They're going to fight.
That's like Law and Order. Ding, ding.
Yeah. Dun, dun.
That's the Game of Thrones Law and Order suspense.
And speaking of suspense, I know you've all been waiting in it. So let's check back in now with Jared to finish his take on this season of Game of Thrones.
Babies that was House Targaryen, was rumored to be in Essos, away from the land of Westeros, where the Musa story takes place. And what happens is he becomes this guy, Young Griff, and then Young Griff gets raised by John Cunningham, former Hand of the King, who flees in and joined the Gold Company, a land of large exile Westeros nobles that got kicked out because of the Blackfyre Rebellion, because they were founded by House Blackfyre. Sir Barristan killed him. So this guy, Aegon, comes in. Gold Company breaks their contract for the first time, because they're like the best mercenary company ever, these ex-Westerosi sellswords. And, you know, they have knights and elephants and fucking arrows and shit. That's the, on the trailer, that's the people in the boats and stuff. And, you know, they're coming in. And Aegon, you know, is going to take out Stormlands of House Baratheon. You know, payback's coming. But that part's not in the story. So what happened was they changed it to another character. So now they're just having the Gold Company back up King's Landing while the North, you know, they had a speech in the season. They're like, we're gonna fight the dead, yeah. So anyway, they merge the stories, and the Gold Company's going to back up Queen Cersei. She's in charge of the thing.
So is that a prediction, or is that...
Well, they shortened it out because it was so complicated. Ah. That whole explanation I gave you was so fucking long.
Oh, so that's already happened?
In the books, but instead, so they're going to have like those people in the ships come in and help them.
Ah.
So that's my theory. So I think they're going to have Gold Company come in, and then I think they're going to merge parts of the Young Griff plot with Jon Snow.
So I do know that there are apparently two people who can ride dragons, and then there's apparently a third one, and there's speculation about who the third person will be. Do you have any thoughts on who the third person will be who can ride dragons?
Okay, I do, actually. The House Sigil of House Targaryen is three dragons, three-headed dragons, because when Aegon's the guy who united Westeros, you know, he's like Nobunaga, like Westeros. He came in with his two sister wives and dragons and torched the whole place and then, you know, created the kingdom of Westeros. So everything in the prophecies has to do with three, especially with House Targaryen. And those who have Targaryen blood can ride dragons, because the Targaryens were the last of the Valyrian Empire, which was this like Roman Empire with dragons. They owned slaves and shit. And then
I don't like that.
The Doom of Valyria wiped out everything except House Targaryen, because actually another ancestor. All right, and this sounds like mindless mumbo jumbo to you, but there was another character named Daenerys who foreshadowed the Doom of Valyria. So they went to this outpost in King's Landing. Not King's Landing. Dragonstone. They had like this little outpost there. And they stayed there for a couple hundred years. Then Aegon the Conqueror just kind of went in and united the thing with his three sister wives. So everything in the House Targaryens, they have three. But something happened in the plot... in the later episodes of the last season with the dragons, because there's three dragons. So everyone thinks three dragons. Everyone thinks Tyrion Lannister is the son of the Mad King. So they think he has Targaryen blood, but really we don't know yet. And something happened with Jon Snow where, well, at the end we found out that he has Targaryen blood. So that means he can ride a dragon.
Ah, okay. So it's Jon Snow who's going to ride the dragon.
Yeah, because we finally found out that Jon Snow has Targaryen blood, and he's not a bastard. But Ned promised Lyanna, because there's this thing called the Tower of Joy, where they don't talk about it until last season, but they mention it in the first book, where Lyanna, on his deathbed, Ned Stark goes up to Lyanna, and Lyanna says, "Promise me, Ned, promise me, promise me." And everyone's like, what does that mean, man? And then we find out that Jon Snow is the son of Lyanna and Rhaegar.
Dun dun. That's right.
Dun dun. His real name's Aegon Targaryen, which makes it more confusing about the Young Griff plot.
It does kind of reiterate my earlier claim that Game of Thrones is just the Sopranos with dragons.
It's funny though you mention that, because the premises of before when Game of Thrones came out was Sopranos meets Lord of the Rings.
Really? They said people said that.
Yeah, that was their hook.
I'm gonna have to see,
get people to watch it.
I'm gonna have to see at what time they started saying that, if it was before or after my tweet.
Hey, don't worry, in Twitter everybody steals everything.
Yeah I know, but I just want to know if I was the first. I'm not gonna make any claim to it. I just want to know personally, so I can take it to my grave. I'm gonna get our interns on that. They're gonna look it up, and
they're gonna look it up.
Yeah, and if they don't come back with the right answer, I'm gonna send them back, because that's the fun thing about interns. You get to make them do whatever you want.
You got no interns are gonna look for slave wages, look for somebody who said something like 10 years ago.
Don't mention wages to them, because we don't get down like that over here. They work for free.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
That goes without saying.
So this is like the old Empire of Gis. That's where Daenerys left. The Slaver's Bay.
Ah.
The remains of old Gis. That's why Daenerys is also called Breaker of Chains, because she freed the slaves there. She fucking torched the whole place up.
Yeah, well, that's good. So they're on the right side of history.
Yeah, side of history.
I like
that. She liberated the Unsullied, which are these like eunuch soldiers who dress up like Roman people.
Oh, so that's not good cosplaying. If you're gonna go, you want to go later than that. That's why we have Renaissance fairs. You
exactly.
want to dress up like that. That's what Game of Thrones is. It's essentially like a televised Renaissance fair.
It's a televised Renaissance
fair. I got to tweet that so I can lay claim to that one. And then if people if HBO starts pimping that out as like the premise of the show, then I know I got to claim.
You got to claim it.
All right, man.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
You too, man.
Any final thoughts before we...
No, those were I already gave them. Tomorrow, when winter comes.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, see, that's it, everybody. Winter is coming.
Game of Thrones, the final winter.
Game of Thrones, the final winter. And so join us. It will be, as I said, myself, Amy, and Jared. And we look forward to going through this season with you. That's it. Bye.
Bye.